Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Miller. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Miller. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Robinson scores. Palfari moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Aparicio moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair moves to third. One out. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Zimmerman moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfari for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. John Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Boog Powell now playing first base. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Palfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 3 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plice now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sam Bowen's now playing right field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowens. Hall reaches second base with a double. Jim Cott pinch runs for Jimmy Hall. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott scores. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Don Mincher. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jerry Kindle now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-4 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground for a single. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Aparicio bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Quilici covering, for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliva scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.